On Thursday in Zimbabwe, envoys from South Africa held talks with the detained President Robert Mugabe and his army chief in an effort to form a consensus on the military coup that was launched there earlier this week. Mugabe is 93. He's ruled Zimbabwe since independence from Britain in 1980. He was under house arrest for several days after the coup began, although today Robert Mugabe made his first public appearance at a graduation ceremony in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. The next few days and weeks, though, will set the stage for the next chapter in Zimbabwe's history. So what should we expect? Todd Moss is former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. Todd, thanks for being here.
Great to talk to you, Todd.
Well, what have you seen in this transition so far? Look, military coups are probably never a good thing. Zimbabwe appears to be endeavoring to have a relatively peaceful and bloodless one.
Well, coups are always confusing, especially in the first hours and days. A lot of misinformation, a lot of theater, actually. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Zimbabwe. So it clearly is a coup. The president was under house arrest. The army's controlling the TV station, the airport. They've been rounding up corrupt cabinet ministers. It's all the classic signs of a coup. And we were expecting yesterday that some kind of deal would be struck between the military and Mugabe for him to give a veneer of legality here, which would be he would resign and agree to leave the country. And it looks like they've gotten stuck on when that would happen.
Robert Mugabe is 93 years old. Waiting in the wings is the former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who's a youthful 75. What do we know about him?
Emmerson Mnangagwa is a longtime right-hand man of Robert Mugabe. He was with him during the Liberation War in the 1970s. He was his security chief for many years. And he's very, very tight with the military. And the precipitation of the coup is that he was fired and forced to leave the country. The coup is the military pushing back against Mugabe, saying, no, we want Emmerson Mnangagwa back. We do not want Robert Mugabe's wife, First Lady Grace Mugabe, to be the next president.
What about Mnangagwa's reputation inside Zimbabwe? I've been doing a little bit of research and had read he was head of the secret police in the early 80s and presided over some crackdowns that left tens of thousands of people dead.
That's right. He was the architect of a crackdown in the southern part of the country in the 1980s, which left at least 20,000 civilians dead. He has never been held to account for that. He doesn't even admit that that happened, but the evidence is very clear. So he is not the future of Zimbabwe.
But he may be, right? If Emmerson Mnangagwa winds up taking power, are Zimbabweans in for a future of autocracy and more crackdowns?
You know, there is a scenario where Zimbabwe has a military junta headed by Mnangagwa running the country. I don't think that that is sustainable for very long. The country is literally out of cash. The region would not put up with that. The economy is still relatively reliant on South Africa. They could put pressure on a military government if that's what happened. So I think that there will be some kind of negotiated settlement and that hopefully, in a best case scenario, will lead to free and fair elections next year.
You know, a lot of analysts, diplomats, people like you, Todd, have been spending the last 10, 15 years watching China and watching China make moves into the region, investing heavily in natural resources, making new contacts with governments in southern and central Africa. Does China have an influence here?
Sure. China is a relatively large investor in Zimbabwe. Both the general who organized the coup and Emmerson Mnangagwa were both trained in China, so they have longstanding ties there. So China is influential. It will be influential. And I think that provides a stark contrast for the United States because, you know, the American reputation around the world is in jeopardy. The world does not know if the United States still stands for democracy and human rights. And Zimbabwe, this is a perfect example where the United States can stand up for human rights and for democracy and help to improve our own image while helping a country come back from the brink.
Todd Moss is former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, also author of the book Minute Zero, a diplomatic thriller all about the fall of a dictator in Zimbabwe. Todd Moss, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you.